Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee.
The prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is the hottest show on the internet.
It's
Red the
Game
Radio,
with your
host
DJ
Smellville.
And international
call, Mr. Tasha
Triple.
Interface complete.
These bitches ain't shit. Hey. This for all my niggas who feel like these stinking ass bitches ain't shit.
And this for all my bitches that know that these fuck niggas ain't shit.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, pussy ass nigga.
Fuck that shit. Bitch.
Pulling up clean on Joe High Flow. Eight bricks gone by the flip FOMO. Straight from the city, all black nine in the cement. Weed in my lawn, licking my kidney. These hoes be licking, sucking, dyking, fucking like it ain't nothing. Oh, you ain't getting shit from me. I ain't paying for your pussy with my dick for free.
Fuck you, nigga.
Nah, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick.
What you say?
I said, fuck you, bitch. Lick my ass, hoe, and suck my dick. So dirty, put money that I skis a hoe. Fuck what you heard, don't need your hoe. You got the best head in the south. Take my dick, got the pussy, put it dead in your mouth. Trick, bitch, how you gon' diss me? Walk around town, pussy smelling like fish grease.
Damn, pussy smell like fish grease?
Man, the bitch, pussy smell like fish grease. Beat it up to your ass, can't walk. Bust nuts in your mouth to your ass, can't talk. Catch one more, then I gotta go. Ho, ski, 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 from the front to your bike door. Dirty foot, trick that bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. Have you ever seen a bitch so fresh in the neon? Speed on, driving with my homegirl Breon. Me and my dog piss on niggas for a reason. They only good for money and put to eat on. Cause these niggas be licking, tricking, and sticking, they dicking, and all kind of bitches. So how you gon' call us hoes, fucking niggas in the ass with no dildos? Fuck me, nigga, now nah, nigga, fuck you. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo.
What you said, bitch?
I said fuck you too. Suck my ass till you taste doo-doo. I ain't got no respect, bitch. Nuts, put it all in your neck, bitch. So get the broke ass out my house. Let your skeet in my grill, spit it back in your mouth. I played out, little dick, bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These niggas ain't shit.
Glistening, looking for a bitch I can stick my dick in. I'm trying to put it up in your room. Skid in the ass if you see how I kiss. Pop this deal, bitch, quit faking. I got them on 1 or 2 times and X-rated. Dumb hoe, we ain't nothing but a fuck thing. Lee ass with a bed full of nothing.
Here we go again, this nigga said it's talking that shit. Stick your tongue out and lick this click with a mouthful of cum that'll set you gone. After that, turn around, get my homegirl song. We like it, bread. You heard what I said? Face looks so good, stuck between my legs. Your dick dead and I'm sucking, sucking it, sucking it. But the bitch ain't doing nothing. Played out, little dick bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit.
You look dirty foot, trick that bitch. You never been and ain't gon' be shit. Gon' be shit, gon' be shit, gon' be shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit. These bitches ain't shit.
These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is Janu. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Make your shoulders in. Yeah.
watch me when I talk, I sweep you off your feet. He said, little mama, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. You make me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watch him. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watch him. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Yeah, yeah. Now you know it's on. It's a DJ, turn it up, that's my song. Yes, now move your body like this. Throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground. And bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, real them niggas with a smile. Yeah, yeah. The dick call me too thick. Put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. A gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
I can tell that you want me. You all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the thunder's watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead. Keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you do on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
S-H-A-D-E, that shade. S-H-A-D-E, that shade.
What do man them do with them talk? What do man them till them call? You don't know this is shade, man, them razor blade. I want to come out here with no play.
No boy can call me sad. When my whole in my wine is
sad.
No boy can call me sad.
No way, no way, no way, no way.
No boy can call me sad. When my whole in my wine is
sad.
No boy can call me sad.
No way, no way, no way, no way.
I'm a phone in coffee set. In my body, I'm a sweet caress. Jumping at the show, I make a whole afresh. Got the night, this looking on a pet. Cause, me know my only vibe. For looking at my only eyes, and sell my only, only life. Met me give some only wine. Yo, all 3 months, so mean a sex. With a sun cheek, and it's like my burn sunset. Island in my back, I can't dip your stress. Sorry if you wanna walk into me and sit. Cause, me know my only vibe. For looking at my only eyes, and sell my only, only life. Met me give some only wine, yo.
No boy can call me sad. When my whole in my wine is
sad.
No boy can call me sad.
No way, no way, no way, no way.
No boy can call me
sad.
When my whole in my wine is
sad.
No boy can call me sad.
No way, no way, no way, no way.
Got the leaving on a juice. Wash up the thing, ready to get through. How long must I wait here for concentrate? Here is it so me, I'm gonna leave you alone. Cause my only vibe's gonna be satisfied. Me and my only vibe. For looking at my only eyes, and send me only your only life. And say me the only dude, get me mad. No, me and my only lose. Again, boy, where on the attitude? They call my only fight. I know you lose. Me and my only vibe. Looking at my only eyes, and send me only your only life. Let me give you some only vibe.
No boy can call me
sad.
When my whole in my wine is
sad.
No boy can call me sad.
No way, no way, no way, no way.
No boy can call me sad.
When
my whole in my wine.
body, I'm a sweet caress. My jumping at the show, I make it all afresh. Got tonight, this looking on a pet card. Me in my own vibe. And looking at my own eyes and tell me all of your own life. Met me here some own wine. About 3 months, so mean a sex. Me just intriguing is I'm a person. And I'm a back of cards, the fear stress. Sorry for the one who walking on me and says, me in my own vibe. And looking at my own eyes and tell me all of your own life. Met me here some own wine. Yeah. No boy can call me sir when my wool in my wine is no boy can call me sir. No way, no way, no way, no plan. No boy can call me sir when my wool in my wine is no boy can call me sir. No way, no way.
Yes, right there, that was Miss Shade, you know what I'm saying, representing Jamaica real big, man, and yeah, she hooked me up with that. I met her at Reggae Fest 2000 and something. It was probably about 2-3 years ago, and you know what I'm saying, I had the pleasure of meeting her. She, ooh-wee, that is a fine mamacita. Clute to you. Yes, because she is definitely a beautiful woman. She's like 6 foot. What she was? I know she was 6 foot taller than me, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, she got real strong features. You know what I'm saying? Real sexy chick. You can Google Shade, no S-H-A-D-E, and it'll pull up. Or Google the song Soft, S-A-A-F. And, yeah, I got a signed poster. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to that. And got the song, you know what I'm saying? And she signed the cover or something on it. And I had a phone number at one time. And you know how shit get lost up in the shuffle. So, today is, you know, that day, man, when we get into talking about that issue. You ride down on Record of Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. This is your homeboy, Captain Smell So Good. Yes, bitches, and I've earned the title. Because we do this, bitch, all the way live, 1 year strong. And we're especially into the second season, man. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, we're doing what we does. More education, more artist exposure. You know what I'm saying? The second season is dedicated to just motherfucking coming up. And that's what the 2000 and motherfucking 10 era is all about. You know what I'm saying? So today is about what is an appropriate image for your artist. Thursday. Alright. Meaning, does your favorite artist wear the following? Any of the following. Tight jeans. AKA skinny jeans. Baggy jeans. Short shorts or long shorts. Short skirts or long skirts. Tattoos or too many tattoos. Piercings everywhere or nowhere at all. Always clean looking or always looking dirty or grungy. Or what I call the chicks down here, filthy foot. You know what I'm saying? And with all this, what is it? You know, what is it? What it is? Oh, okay. And with all this, what it is? Or is it appropriate in the music industry today? Keeping in mind mass media. Okay. What is or is it? My bad. I'll put the it is. What is or isn't appropriate in the music industry today? Which I know that's a wild and weird question. But keeping in mind mass media distribution via TV and radio that adds in the spreading of trends and fads. So is an artist's image everything or only half the battle? Yeah, bring your ass, y'all. Let's find on out. You know what I'm saying? Always hit up the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's how we operate, and we is live up in this bitch. 347-237-5125, or tell a friend to tell a friend to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. And don't forget, right after this, we take it over to San Jose, California. 186 Deuces on Goofy Boom. My age Kumbo in charge, part of the Trilateral Radio, aka Trilateral Commission. And that consists of myself, Goofy Bone, and Steady Baby Powder Fresh J out of Dallas, Texas. You know what I'm saying? We hold it down real big. Got all kind of members that are all intertwined in that. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, you know, I'm just tired and never dug the skinny jean bullshit. I don't give a fuck if you are 90 pounds. You know what I'm saying? That ain't no motherfucking cool look for you to wear no goddamn jeans. This is tight as your motherfucking skinny as your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that about? And then you got, but then on the other end of the spectrum, you got niggas that wear the jeans 8 sizes bigger than they body, where they gotta buy a fucking belt 4 times as smaller than they body just to hold the goddamn pants up. You know what I'm saying? And half of them don't even say fuck it and just let the pants hang down there to their fucking ankles and shit and waddle the fuck around. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Have y'all took a step back and looked at y'allself in the mirror? I mean, honestly. You know, these artists, you know what I'm saying, that come out nowadays, you know what I'm saying, who are they trying to mimic, though? Okay, because if they're trying to mimic Lil Wayne, okay, he's a tight jean wearing them. I understand that. But, you know, the wearing the jeans all below the ass, you know what I'm saying? You don't really see that on no video. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess public television, TV ain't going to allow that type of shit just to be popping off on their network. You got to pull your pants up to something. But, I mean, these motherfuckers that's on the street, especially in my neighborhood, that walk around doing the goddamn duck dance, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to wallow in their fucking pants, you know what I'm saying, 18 times bigger than them. I mean, where did this fashion come from? Where's the cool look in that? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, especially when you go up in bigger, the bigger pants as you go, the more expensive the pants is. So, I mean, you motherfuckers paying more to be out of your character than spending just the same amount of, well, less amount of money and getting more, you know what I'm saying, from being your fucking self. But everybody want to be the nigga that got big jeans on, the big monkey jeans and all this other big bullshit. Where I can go down and drive an hour away to the goddamn wholesale warehouse and get these same fucking bullshit ass so-called $1,200 jeans and all this old fuck shit, you know what I'm saying, for $50, you know what I'm saying, wholesale. Buy me like 10 motherfucking pair, 10, 20 pair, come back and then turn around and sell them bitch for $200, $300 because you stupid motherfuckers want to pay attention to the goddamn MTV and BET little weekend whack-ass videos and think that the shit that these motherfuckers is lying to you about, because when you see them in the motherfucking streets, they ain't got this old bullshit on. You know what I'm saying? You don't see fucking busting around, walking around with the shit, same shit that he be having on in the fucking video. He walk around no goddamn mink on, no motherfucking big rings and all that big bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, when you see the actual star for themselves, you know what I'm saying? You start to see a different picture, man. You start to see the reality of it. The fashion that you see on that motherfucking video is not the fashion bitches are gonna be wearing around in the streets. Even to the extreme of Lady Gaga with that crazy ass fucking shit she be having on in her videos. But you see this bitch in the streets, she ain't dressing like that. Bitch ain't got all that wild crazy shit on. You see it at awards or somewhere where it gains attention, of course. All right, that is the job of a celebrity. That is to entertain. You are an entertainer. 24/8. When you step up beside them doors, you supposed to be in full costume. If you're RuPaul, you're supposed to be in drag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what you signed on for. That's what you said you want to be an entertainer / actor / whatever the hell else you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, you just got the trend that's set that's just so crazy, man. It's like, what the hell, man? You know what I'm saying? Like my nigga Ashwood, he sports a sport coat. You know what I'm saying? Boy, throw on a sport coat or some jeans in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And not saying that's the most thuggish look, and that ain't the most motherfucking, GQ look. So it's a little bit of, it's a balance, you know what I'm saying? It's an in-between, so you can fit in anywhere. Really, I ain't too thuggish, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't too motherfucking nerdy for, you know what I'm saying, you niggas to say something. You feel me? And, but it's different fashions that really is shaping, you know what I'm saying, the music industry. You got Lil Mama that came out with talking about my lip gloss is shining, my lip gloss is this bullshit. All right? Hey, nigga, now you got the niggas turning around with pliers talking about my pants hang low. You know what I'm saying? Got the other niggas, yeah, my red monkey. All this old bullshit behind fashion that niggas on a daily basis do not wear. You feel me? I mean, when you see Soulja Boy, this nigga ain't got one of them motherfucking chains on. You know what I'm saying? Majority of the artists don't wear no fucking jewelry on when they be going out in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Because you know your celebrity status. So you know a motherfucker gonna try you. Why would you put yourself in that limelight? Okay, I'm going to a dinner. I'm going to a concert. I'm going to an outing. This is the only time I need to be wearing some motherfucking jewelry and playing that role. You know? So, what is an appropriate image for your artist? You know what I'm saying? Miss Ja New, for me, you know what I'm saying? Her greatest thing she got is regardless of the talent, because your talent, honestly, the motherfuckers is they don't give a fuck about that. It's a million people that's got fucking talent. But a million people don't have that image to get that talent out there to the world. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be a Miss America and be dumping in a box of rock. It ain't gonna work. Because once they get up there and ask you, you know what I'm saying, well, why did you run for the Miss America contest? And you sit up there talking some, well, thank you, Mrs. Nobody. Get the fuck out of here. It only represents your goddamn state, you stupid bitch, you. Because you know, before you entered this contest, that it was questions that, you know what I'm saying, you would have to face. So if you didn't prepare yourself for these questions, what the fuck are you even here at the end for? Relying on your beauty. You know what I'm saying? So in case of Janu, she has, you know what I'm saying, she's a very big-boned woman, you know what I'm saying, thick-boned woman, you know what I'm saying, and the ass stands out, you know what I'm saying, it's not a no-brainer on that, you know what I'm saying, but that is not, you know what I'm saying, what makes her music, though. When you listen to her music, you know what I'm saying, she might talk about, yeah, I got a big booty, and that's what niggas like, you know what I'm saying, but she ain't sitting up there making, when you see her out in public, you know what I'm saying? She doesn't make her music part of her personal life, though. She ain't walk around no motherfucking Daisy Duke song or titties hanging all out. You know what I'm saying? And like a Kaya or a Lil Kim or a Trina, you know what I'm saying? Or a Jackie O. Because half of these women, when you see them, they are still in the same part of, you know what I'm saying, of where they was. In the video, still trying to play that assed out in the video type shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about today, all show long. What is an appropriate image? You know what I'm saying, for your artist, man. Call in. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what they wearing in your hood. You know what I'm saying? Is they walk looking sloppy, or is this walk looking clean? This is a Young Rich family right here, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into it. Right here live on the Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. Captain Smell so good, bitch.
Okay, I walk like E, cut my pockets on Katrina. Poppy overflooded with racks for no reason. I do it for the dope boys and hustlers in the street. We on damn, we just glide left and right to the beat. Then we lose all control of the liquor and start jugging. I pants hang low, cause I pocket full of dough. Walk to the left and say I got it. Walk to the right and
Green now left, right, left. Do your step now left, right, left. Do your step, I say left, right, left. Do your step now left, right, left. Do your step. Do the collard green. I do the collard green. I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top. Do the collard green. I do the collard green. I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top. Say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. Hey. I say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Hey. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard greens. I said the hot sauce. I said the hot sauce. I said the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on, nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell, nigga, hitting them blunts, no bones. Say we off in the back with the gin and the yak here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air, got that blunt over here, and together we can share. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the floor. Now squirrel to the floor. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the floor. I say squirrel to the floor. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. 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 Now take it to the back. I said take it to the back. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. And then hot sauce. What?
T-Pain, yay! Let go, uh-huh. Let go, uh-huh. You know where we represent, man. Happy boy!
Yeah, then you display the right look, infiltrate the right move, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a flop. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks, he don't got a problem. Looking for tips, I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash, sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac, calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross the path, most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass, earn stacks, like Snoop, but without the perm, black, tinted V, catches envy, but they'll live and learn, turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park, I'm apart from the rest, roll with them when you walk, cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, in my front yard.
I can be me and tell you that I like you and everything I see. Now I can take a chance and be myself. Now I can
they see, but don't understand the scene. Many people claim to know, but misinterpret their dreams. Think they need what I got. Burn weed in the drop. Ladies from Belize wanna marry me. Get these shots to the heart. Cause Cupid, baby, I'm not. More like a G, riding dirty. Look out for the cops. Know that I'm not gonna ever put a front. Yeah, you thinking I'm a bum? Let me tell you where I'm from. Palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach. 813 be the code, and we rip it on the street. Every day that we wait till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated fiend. And I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing. Sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it. Whether broke or getting rich, you could think what you want. I'll just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know.
I got a crib, and that's a mall across the street from where I live. Every time the rims is in my front yard.
The world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the doves on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine. And that's cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You can link. Or could go off course, that's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo or my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car,
I got a crib, and that's a mile across the street from where I live. Every size of rims is in my front yard. What falls and all, I'm a baller.
I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
As I stare at the cars that pass by my life, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not ours, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. Man, my mind is all twisted, and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back, there are snitches everywhere. Even the old lady across the street who always likes to stare. God forgive me, just throw it on my plate. I'll eat whatever shit you have in store for me to take. My life is a psycho, that's why I'm on the road. I'm just like a bomb, ready to explode. My veins are Jaeger black and my chest is full of weed. My eyes are so red and my mind is full of greed. So I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I'm wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go. Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering
where
I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go. Parking up a blunt, cause death is taking its time. I started thinking of the things that I did in my prime. Like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe. Always roaming the streets, just like a metrophone. Smelling so good from my Dracar cologne. My chucks were always banged up, my dickies never greased. My hair was always slicked back from my lawless grease. Life's been good to me, that's why I got a grin. Plus I'm a Gemini, so don't disturb my other twin. I wonder if my life is full of sin. Playing handball with the devil, cause I know he can't win. Too many times I live my life on the edge. I should have got married and had some kids instead. So now I'm at the bus stop waiting for death. Wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
castle crumble to the ground, but it's time to rebuild. Like if I was in Haiti, this motherfucker's hating cause I fucked a lady. A sinful tactic, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb, and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by with a quickness, mesmerizing gift in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me, and looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the dry blood puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I'll go.
Wondering
where I'll go.
Where you at?
Where you at? San Jose, California. It's my homeboy Goofy Bone right there. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And take a little moment out real quick to give y'all some shit that you don't even know about yourselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's talking to all my ethnic peoples and below. You know what I'm saying? This is provided to you part by blackfacts.com. It's B-L-K, B-L-K-facts.com. Black history facts about our African American brothers and sisters who have paved the way. If you have a fact, email it to omgblkfacts@gmail.com. And that's omgblkfacts@gmail.com. And this quote was made back in February. And it says, it's just like when you got some coffee that's too black, which means it's too strong. Yeah, what do? You integrate it with cream. You make it weak. But if you pour too much cream in it, you won't even know you ever had coffee. Yeah, it used to be hot. It becomes cool. It used to be strong, and now it becomes weak. It used to wake you up, and now it puts you to sleep. That is the great words of Malcolm X. Message. Yeah. Drums at Dusk. And this is by Arna Botemps. It's an imaginary story set in the Caribbean island of St. Dominique, 2 years after the Parisian mobs stormed the Bastille. French sugar plantation owners are faced with a slave insurrection while voodoo drums rumble in the night air. A gathering of blacks plans to burn cane fields and mansions, destroying St. Dominique, the most wealthy and profitable overseas French colony of the day. The Creole city of Le Cap becomes the last refuge before whites flee the goddamn island. And get y'all punk ass up out of that bullshit. Get the fuck up out of here. Fuck wrong with y'all trying to steal some shit. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do no motherfucking Rodney King, let's all just get along and let's all just get the fuck out of here and get back to your goddamn perspective place. How about that? Shouts out to Roberta Flack, who was born February 10th. The famed singer was born in Asheville, North Carolina. On that date in 1939, some of her best-known songs are The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, which is my shit. Where's the Love, which is my shit. Killing Me Soft, all of them. And that first, The First Time That I Saw Your Face. Shout out to Roberta Flack, man, of all the beautiful songs that she, you know what I'm saying, provides to the world. And I mean the world. And don't forget, by 20 more minutes, we got another news of the day coming up. You know what I'm saying? I got a new song by my homeboy Ashwood coming up. And, yeah, we'll be getting into it. And also, Woodson, February 1st, became, Woodson chose the second week of February for Negro History Week. because it marks the birthdays of two men who greatly influenced the black American population, Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. However, February has much more than Douglass and Lincoln to show for its significance in black American history, which, yeah, we know that, you know what I'm saying? Also, James West, which not the motherfucking cracker that they be playing up in the goddamn, what the fuck was it called? Bonanza? Yeah, I ain't talking about that motherfucker. I'm talking about a brother named James West, whose research in sound technology led to the development of foil electret, E-L-E-C-T-R-E-T, electret transducers used in 90% of all microphones built today and in most new telephones being manufactured. West holds 47 U.S. and more than 200 foreign patents on microphones and techniques for making polymer foil electrics. He was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 1999. That's what I'm talking about, huh? And shit. Let's see. That's February. What the hell? The most recent. That shit going all the way back to January. What the fuck is going on with that? Is all y'all got on here? Alrighty then. Oh, they got some archives. Check out the archives real quick. And it goes February, March. Oh, well, they only in February. They ain't got nothing there. Oh, okay. All right. Well, y'all want to check out some more Black Facts, go to blackfacts.com. It's blkfacts.com. And y'all can, check out some Black Facts. Let's get into a couple more cuts right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we hit this old nutty news of the day. And today's topic is, what is an appropriate image for your artist Thursday? You know what I'm saying? Does your artist, to you, you know, when you look at your favorite artist, what makes them your favorite artist? You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that they got a bunch of tattoos all on them, like Jaheim or Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Is it the fact that, you know, they wear their shorts shorter than goddamn Trina back in the days? You know what I'm saying? You know, or is it that they got their titties all poked out like Nicki Minaj? You know what I'm saying? What is it, you know what I'm saying, that makes them your favorite artist? You know what I'm saying? Or is it just that they sing a fucking good tune or rap a good goddamn lyric? You know what I'm saying? And it's not the motherfucking image at all. You got to think of that message to yourself. Gonna get right into this motherfucking Herc. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Herc, man. This is Killing the Beef, me. All you pussy niggas out there, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the BB. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the BB. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me.
Hey man, it's that true thug movement, man. All you hating ass niggas, man.
When you look in the mirror, tell me what you see. A thug reflection, niggas, what you better see. And if you ain't thugging, nigga, you can't be me. You see me in the streets, you ain't thugging, don't even speak. You niggas killing to be me, that's why I keep my heat. I know why you're mad, cause the thugs love me. I paid my thug ties in these fucking streets. And I can go anywhere, nigga, still be me.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me.
This nigga in the streets told me hurt you the truth. So from me to you, nigga, I fuck with you. And you can keep trying, you can't feel these shoes. Fuck with that red shit, but it give you the blues. Why you kidding me, me? You don't wanna lose. And I ain't gotta beat myself, I let the streets choose. Your baby mama fuck me, and she paid me too. Grow your hair like an old boy and get dressed too.
Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing to be me. You wanna fuck my hoes, be where I fucking be. You better upgrade, you fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing, I hear to be me.
You catch a murder case trying to be me.
I'm in the 813, stand Buster Free, chasing the same hoe. I hit last week. What you mad for? You never met me. You niggas like hoes. Once a month you bleed. Pool table ass nigga, you square and green. Chasing hoes, nigga, you can never be me. I'm the truth of you niggas killing the beat. Y'all fuck ass niggas killing the beat. You wanna fuck my hoes? Be where I fucking be. You better upgrade. You fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing. I hit a beat. You better upgrade. You fuck niggas sleep. The thugs told me you're killing. I hit a beat. Me.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all chasing like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this. They done been through that. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when you doing this thing, mama, some things can be overlooked.
Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some food in. You know I keep it real. What's round, I tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game.
Right here,
do my thing.
Right here,
it ain't hard to see. Can't do it like me, but I get to go.
This right here, and this right here. Make some, make all lanes disappear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. And she cooking me breakfast, straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gear. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal. This right here,
girl, don't be.
RIP motherfucker Bernie Mac, man. Damn, it's that nigga, man. That's a funny motherfucker, boy. Damn. Y'all ain't never heard no motherfucking Bernie Mac comedy. I don't know where the fuck you been, but you need to go and Yahoo, Google, I don't give a damn what you do. Type in Bernie Mac, and I guarantee it will pull up Kings of Comedy, Def Jam, comedy, you know what I'm saying? With Martin, that's who brought his burnt black ass out back in the days. My boy stepped on stage. I know I'm black. And I'm also big boned, well rounded. I take my dick out, this whole room turned dark. Ah, oh, that's my nigga Bernie Mac, man. That is my nigga Bernie motherfucking Mac. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Woo, gotta love that, brother, man. Y'all watch out for the new bill that's about to hit the motherfucking hit the floor.
Like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Smoke the smokers. Man, that ain't the funniest shit I fucking heard, man. I got to smoke the smokers and shit. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, we're still talking about, you know what I'm saying, what's the appropriate image for your artist. Because I met a brother named Big Jig. Matter of fact, I got Big Jig shit up in here. Fly as a plane. I'm gonna upload Big Jig shit. Play with all Big Jig. But I met Big Jig, older school brother, you know what I'm saying? But what he's saying, he's like, man, let me tell you something. I know I'm older school, and I know I ain't got all the motherfucking lyrics and you know what I'm saying, shit that these younger dudes got. They, one thing about this industry and that I figured out is that is one thing is it's a business. And that's the way everything works as a business. You know what I'm saying? Nothing personal in the music industry. You can't take shit personal. You know what I'm saying? You can't take when a bitch call you this, call you that. You know what I'm saying? It's business. And you got to differentiate, be able to differentiate the two. You know what I'm saying? Which sometimes, you know, motherfuckers can't do. And but what he said was, you know, the music industry is 95% image and 5% talent. Because if you're not marketable, if they can't sell you, if they can't put you in a pair of tennis shoes and you look good in them or you look presentable and make a bitch want to buy them, what the fuck do I need you for? Because I don't need you rapping in the tennis shoes, because if you rapping, a bitch ain't paying attention to the tennis shoes. They paying attention to you and what you doing. Huh? Okay. As far as, you know, I got you and... you know, I put you in an Armani suit and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you got too much weight to fit into the goddamn suit that you, you know what I'm saying? And you're too overweight that you can't even fit into a goddamn $1,000 suit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's your image. It's your image. You know what I'm saying? Your superstar status. You got to think about your favorite superstar and the image that they portray. You know what I'm saying? Now, if your goddamn superstar was Jake and the fucking Fat Man, well, yeah. But that ain't gonna motherfucking get you breaking into no doors. You know what I'm saying? And if you talk to any artist, I don't give a damn. Ruben Studdard, Kelly Price, you know what I'm saying? These are, you know what I'm saying, some heavier weighted artists out there. But I guarantee you, all of them had to go through a period of slimming down, getting their health up, you know what I'm saying, and getting their life on a more image worthy track. Because when we put you in, you know what I'm saying, out on stage in front of 10,000 people, and you come out that bitch, you know what I'm saying, with your goddamn plumber's pants on and your gut hanging out the front, I'm like, oh girl, you know it is true. Ooh, 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 I love you. No. That is why the 95% image of Milli Vanilli with the no motherfucking talent, but with the 5% talent that goddamn Robin Fab contained, you put both of them together, you got a goddamn 100% artist. You got an artist that sounds good and now also has a good image, you know what I'm saying, to portray to the rest of the world. Nobody ain't want to see no motherfucking Robin Fab. I don't give a fuck how honest you bitches want to be. You motherfuckers wouldn't have made no bald-headed-ass white dude and no bald-headed-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying, looking like Ebony and Ivory. You know, motherfucker, a Black Siskel and Ebert. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have made them no motherfucking superstars. Image sells. And they image, it would not have appealed to all them younger kids and all the motherfucking young teens and all that shit. Motherfuckers knew what they was doing, man. But believe you me, when they tired of you, they'll find some way to take you out the motherfucking box. This is why what? Smell so good, do everything he got to do every day he can, man, because you never know when your last day is and when you going to be gone about this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So live every day like it's the last and, you know, share with the world, man. Never keep your mouth closed because you keep your mouth closed, man, somebody going to miss something. Very importante. Like this.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy J on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
Tampa, bitch. All my niggas out there representing Trey Fo, man. Appreciate that. Much love to you. And coming up after this song, man, you know what I'm saying? We're getting into the nutty news at the top of the hour. This is the feature in the Artist Friday for tomorrow, Mr. Q Harper, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Mrs. Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC, for the hookup. And, yeah, man, we're going to be getting into it real big. R&B all day tomorrow. After 12:30, man, we're going into it. Make sure y'all tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. Ladies, this is your day tomorrow. Y'all need to call in and rep. And I mean rep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going in on the brother. Y'all got some questions, hit me up. Smelly, BTR, SMELLY, BTR, you know what I'm saying, at live.com. If you got any specific questions for Mr. Q that you want me to go in, you know what I'm saying, and ask, you know what I'm saying, because I go in. That's real. So we're going to get into a new cut that was sent just to me today, you know what I'm saying, and this is called Hey You by Mr. Q Harper. Coming right up, y'all. The nutty news today. You already know.
You don't smile like you used to smile, baby. Used to be a certain sparkle in your eye. Where did it go, baby? We took us for granted, now we're fading, yes. No more love and tenderness, our communication's all jacked up, such a mess. Oh, baby, baby, I'm not saying anything to walk away from you, but it's merely an admonishment so we can get back to those things that we used to do. Yes, we need to go back.
Hey you, baby.
can't hold the changes. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. If you don't, you better look at your motherfucking watch. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down up in this biatch. Let me get my motherfucking shit started. We're going to get to the phone line before we motherfucking crank it on up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? What time is it? Oh, yeah. It's time for another news of the day, goddammit. That's what time it is. Y'all already know what time it is. Ooh. That's right. And the news is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall motherfucking news. You will only hear what? Right here on Regular Game Radio, and it is news from around the world. And I do mean the world. Beam a couple of people up in this motherfucker. What's happening, Mr. Ashwood? Yeah, got a new cut, man. And, yeah, I'm liking that one. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know what the hell happened to the other track. But the new one jumping, you know what I'm saying, got that up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying, we're getting into that right after the news, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into a new Ashwood song up in this mofo flipper, and it's going down, brother, what's happening with you?
Working, man, just came out of a meeting with my man Roscoe, shouts out to Polk County,
Roscoe,
he's listening to a couple of beats. He didn't got nothing, but, you know, he just listened to a few beats, and, you know, he didn't find nothing that, you know, he was looking for the bounce. So I told him, you know, we could another time.
Hey, as long as he gave you a listen, you know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers listen, so, hey, that's, you know, that's a plus. Motherfucker let you put the foot in the door, you know what I'm saying? You got to start somewhere, shit. At least he sat down and listened to him, so he... Somebody else might come along and be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I need some beats, man. Well, shit, I just sat down and heard some beats. Now, he might not have the big uppity-up club beat that you're looking for, but he got some fire beats that you could use on your mixtape, so hit him up. You see what I'm saying? So, shit, everybody don't motherfucking go to Timberland for beats. You know what I'm saying? Just like everybody ain't fucking with Man Beats or Joe Blue. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, they ain't making beats to appeal to everybody. But they make enough beats that, you know what I'm saying, everybody can benefit, though, from some beat, some kind of beat. You know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, that's kind of like the most important thing. So, what we're going to do, man, and I'm going to come, you know what I'm saying, we're going to discuss this after this news, man, because today is talking about, and I brought you up early, you know what I'm saying, this is what is an appropriate image for your artist Thursday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to go into it after this. I'm going to get the news out of the way. And we're going to get into it. Because we're in motherfucking Milford. Yeah, Milford, Delaware, to be exact. Where 70-year-old man is drugged. Yeah, he drugged and sexually assaulted woman. What the fuck he gave her, Viagra? My bad, y'all. My bad. 70-year-old Delaware man has been accused of intentionally drugging a woman during dinner and sexually assaulting her. Jackson invited a 38-year-old female to his residence for dinner, and during the dinner, police said Jackson had placed a drug in the female victim's food without her knowledge. Yeah, subsequently taking the pussy on Viagra. And that would have been real fucked up. You know what I'm saying? If he done took the pussy and died on the pussy. That would have been some real nasty, traumatizing shit, though. Imagine a motherfucker done took your goodies and died inside your goodies and shit. You wake up with a 70-year-old dead dick in you and shit. Damn. Anyway, let's go on over here to California. Yeah, where a man... Whoa. I'm sorry, people. I read that wrong. A woman robs 11 people, because I always assume just men do that stupid shit. Woman robs 11 people, and that's $6. Yeah. An armed robber held up 11 customers at a market. Yeah, the whole, a whopping $6. Yeah, $6 from 11 people. What the hell? Guess where she went? A woman entered the La Chicanita market armed with a semi-automatic pistol. She confronted 10 customers inside the store and demanded cash. How the hell you gonna go to the goddamn one of the poorest places? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Ain't like you went to a Walmart or something. These little Spanish bodegas and shit don't be packed with, you know what I'm saying, 100, 200 people and shit. Especially nobody that's got motherfucking money on them. They must be coming in there to buy some butter and bread, goddammit. I only have $5 on me to buy the butter and bread. And I stayed two motherfucking houses down, so bitch, I didn't need bus money. Dumbass motherfucking bitch. Why, look at here. But see, they ain't say the bitch got caught, so she don't get the award and shit. I really can't. Well, no, she still get the award. Because, bitch, how you going to rob 11 motherfuckers and only come up with motherfucking $6? You robbed more people and came up with less. You couldn't get a buck off of each bitch? Hell nah, ain't no fucking way, man. I'm telling you now, if I'm gonna go rob a bitch, everybody give me a motherfucking dollar out your pocket. Why you just want a dollar? Because I don't want to be like the stupid bitch that was...
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, man. I'm gonna have to make me up a little special thing. And the award goes to... God damn. You got to be up, because, all right, y'all, we're going to throw a little B-Guns in the background. Shout out to B-Guns going down. Let's see where we at. All right, y'all, we're going to take it over here to, shit, I thought it gets nuttier, but it gets super nutty. Because we're in Iowa City, where a man kills woman and fails suicide by bleach. Don't worry, brother. You'll get your insides cleaned out where you're going. The man accused of killing Sarah McKay first consumed drugs and alcohol before striking her with a bat and strangling her and then trying to kill himself by drinking bleach and cutting his throat and wrist. Damn, boy, you a tough motherfucker. But, bitch, the Lord ain't finna allow you to motherfucking just go like that. Bitch, he ain't got nothing. He can't do nothing with your dumb ass. Stupid. Scott Osborne, 26, McKay's live-in boyfriend, has been charged with first-degree murder. Wow. Damn. That's some fucked up shit, boy. Here we go again, people. Alert, 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 as if these motherfuckers wasn't already. Since the beginning of the fucking time, I don't know how in the hell white folks was ever a goddamn majority when you motherfuckers came from black people. So how the fuck are you was ever a majority? All right. But anyways, we're in Washington, where whites are to become the minority. All right. They've been saying this shit for 50 years, 100,000 years. This year could be the tipping point when the number of babies born to minorities will outnumber that of babies born to whites. Demographers said minorities make up nearly half the children born in the U.S., part of a historic trend in which minorities are expected to become the U.S. majority over the next 40 years. No, that means white folks is dying out. That is what that means. White people are dying, and they don't want to make that apparent. White people, your race is becoming extinct. You are on the extinct list. Yes. And the next couple of years, you will not see any pure white people. That is what they're talking about. Not the just the Pookie Charles, you know what I'm saying, the white boy that want to be Pookie, but you know what I'm saying, his name really Charles and shit, you know what I'm saying, so he come to the hood talking about he Pookie Charles, you know what I'm saying, but you just the white boy from goddamn down, you know what I'm saying, a couple of houses and streets and then neighborhoods over that we don't kick it with, but you know what I'm saying, now that you motherfuckers is becoming a minority, oh, now you want to come to the goddamn hood and think you're going to get some goddamn, you know what I'm saying, sympathy and shit. Oh, we the minority now. We can hang with the black peoples, bitch. As a matter of fact, I can't even play that because you did what the fuck y'all ever think that shit is true. Get this goddamn one shot kill on your ass. Fuck that. What's that? Fuck wrong with y'all, bitch. Fucking minorities. Well, die out, motherfuckers. Die out, bitches. Because shit. Niggas is fucking everything. Fucking right. Going over here to Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry about that. Crime City. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Your shots too loud. There we go. Get some quiet shots. This is motherfucker. Hell no. Jackson, hey, man. Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, that was off a light. Down here. In Jackson, Mississippi, we have what's called the gun line. Boss, tell them about the gun line. This is the gun line. Right here, you don't call the gun. You tell me something in that movie. Who sounded more uneducated? The goddamn, the warden or the goddamn black dude? Both of them niggas sounded ignorant. Like they ain't never picked the book up. Both. Well, you tell them. You tell them. How you spell that? You tell. Man, get the fuck out of here. But a prom has been canceled after lesbian's date request. Man, y'all get too out of hand with this fag shit, man. I'm serious. You're getting a little too out of hand with this fag shit. A Mississippi County school board announced it would cancel its upcoming prom after a gay student petitioned to bring a same-sex date to the event. It always got to be somebody pulling some fag shit. What the fuck is wrong with you faggot motherfuckers in this world, man? I mean, why you just don't come to the goddamn shit? You know, why you gotta make an announcement of that fag shit, though? You gotta let the world know I'm a faggot. I'm a lesbian. Who the fuck cares? I'm straight, bitch, and nobody don't give a shit. Why you gotta make your flamboyant ass, you know what I'm saying, all in the public head? This is the problem that I have with fucking gay people. You wanna make yourself motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, a public item and shit. Like, bitches don't know motherfucking fags been around since the goddamn white folks been putting goddamn wigs on their heads back in the days and talking about we having private meetings and shit in our chambers. The fuck ever. Man. Well, after a gay student petitioned to bring a same-sex date to the event, Constance McMillan, a 18-year-old senior at Itawamba, recently challenged a school policy prohibiting her from bringing her girlfriend as her date. She also wanted to wear a tuxedo to... See, this is what I'm saying. What the fuck, bitch? You is not no fucking man. I'm sorry, man. I have to slap bitches like that in the face. You feel me? You want to step up to a motherfucking man role, well, then see if you can take this goddamn manly blow across your motherfucking face and slap her across her mother. I'll slap the eyebrows off that bitch. Bow! That bitch will be straighter than a motherfucker after that. She won't want to fuck with no women. She'll throw up when she see a goddamn woman fucking with me. You'll be strictly dickly. Smack the shit out of those stupid ass, that dumb shit. What the fuck wrong with you? Damn, boy, this is why our world is getting so corrupt, man. Because everybody want to have a fucking asshole. And that's an opinion, you feel me? Because everybody got one. Everybody got an asshole to shit out of. So everybody got a fucking opinion. But that don't mean that I want to, you know what I'm saying, go to the school and petition to smoke weed at the goddamn park because, you know what I'm saying, it's not in the goddamn policy. I don't want to see motherfuckers at the prom with their motherfucking tuxedo pants hanging below their motherfucking ass. Get your bitch ass out of here, nigga, with that fag shit. If you, it's times in life where you just got to tighten the fuck up. And if you don't tighten the fuck up, get the fuck out of here. Don't bring yourself around. Just force yourself on people. Dang. All right, y'all. Killer signs himself out of mental hospital. This has been happening. Middletown, Connecticut, a notorious killer from Litchfield County may be going back to jail. How the fuck? May be going back to jail after attempting to sign himself out of a Middletown mental health hospital, which violates the terms of his probation. Bitch, he incarcerated. What the fuck you talking about? Paul Graziani, 55, spent most of his adult life behind bars for violent crimes since 1971. But we put him in a goddamn halfway house because we know that it's low security and this stupid motherfucker would try some dumb shit like that. And we can go ahead and motherfucking get some headlines out there. Cause that's all I can think of. That don't make no motherfucking sense at all. I mean, all right. I'm going to sign myself out. Fuck it. They don't know it's me. I only been here 20 years. Stupid motherfucker. All right, man. We going over to Korea. Kawasaki to all you motherfuckers. I guess that's Korean. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where a man... All right. God damn it, I can't hear myself. Sorry, John. I can't hear my motherfucking self, baby. I'll play you in a minute. Can't hear my motherfucking self. Jai New. Yeah, and the most hated female in goddamn Tampa, Florida right now, Miss Jai New. Got faggot ass DJs pulling their motherfucking dicks out on her and shit, talking about, you know you want this, you faggot ass niggas out there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking to, Doc D. You know what the fuck I'm talking to. Pull some gay ass shit like that, then gonna hate on my motherfucking artist, cutting her goddamn mic off and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's fag shit right there. That's called hoterade. You know what I'm saying? Not haterade. Hoterade. Yeah, because you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Hyped up on that bullshit. Fucking faggot ass motherfuckers out there, man. Anyways, in Korea, where a man marries a pillow. Yeah. Lee Jin Gwai, some shit like that, fell for his Dakamakura, a kind of large, huggable pillow from Japan, often with a picture of a popular anime, which is one of those cartoon characters, printed on the side, so you can hump it from the side. Yeah, right. Now the 28-year-old has a 28-year-old, man, what the fuck? Has webbed the pillow in a special ceremony after fitting it out with a wedding dress for the service in front of a local priest who should be slapped in his motherfucking mouth for even doing some dumbass shit like that, too. Fuck wrong with you stupid motherfuckers, man. And bitch don't get motherfucking... See, here in the United States, your ass would have got admitted from doing some fucking stupid shit like that. You in your pillow. Bitch, this ain't motherfucking peanuts. You know what I'm saying? Pig pen and shit. Loving this goddamn dirty ass blanket. The fuck is that? Goddamn, boy, crazy motherfuckers, man. But I did tell y'all this is nutty news. If I didn't warn you, you know what I'm saying, news is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com. Not news today, nuttynewstoday.com. For all your wild, weird, crazy, off the fucking wall news. Four Bronx buddies are facing year in jail. Yeah, we're over here in New York. Four Bronx buddies are facing a year in jail for criminal possession of a weapon. Guess what? Yeah, because a snowball that hit an off-duty transit cop. Yeah. The young men say they were horsing around in late February storm when an errant snowball smacked Officer Adonis Ramirez in the leg. What, bitch, what? I mean, you off duty. What the, who the fuck cares? You a civilian, bitch. You subject to getting your ass hit just like everybody else. He get hit in the leg with a goddamn snowball. You puss-ass motherfucker, you. All right. In Ohio, Idaho, where all the best potatoes come from. Yeah, I love those Idahos. Idahos. That is a funny name, ain't it? Idahos. Idaho. I know who you is, girl. I was talking about the potatoes, nigga. That's where they come from. Yeah, right. Let's go on over here to, that's nasty. Coeur d'Alene. That sounds like some goddamn cheese or something. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where man robs pharmacy and leaves cash on counter. Right. I need to get the award ready for this one because I already see where this is headed. Do 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 do. Okay. And police in northern Idaho arrested a robber accused of demanding a controlled drug from a pharmacy, then throwing cash on the counter before fleeing. Okay, Kootenai County Sheriff Lieutenant Stu Miller said a 39-year-old man was arrested. You broke into a pharmacy, demanded a controlled motherfucking drug, and then you paid for the shit and ran out.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. You going to get arrested. What the fuck is that about? All right, people. Let's get back into it, of course. You know what I'm saying? We do have to take breaks out to give special recognition to a few dumbasses. You know what I'm saying? And he deserved that award. And we're back. We got DeMont playing in the background. You know what I'm saying? Shots out from nigga D. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. And maybe we about almost wrapping this thing up, man. We only got a few more left, people. One, two, three more left. And we're out of the fucking building. Illinois. Driver is charged with DUI. Yeah, as a school bus driver. Uh-huh. About 50 children from Lyons Park Elementary School in Mount Prospect were aboard the bus. God damn. Betty Burden, 54, was arrested. She was charged with aggravated DUI. She registered a .226 blood alcohol concentration. If convicted, Burden could face from 1 to 3 years in prison. Bitch, what was you thinking? You know how many charges they gonna hit your ass with? That is 50 counts of child neglect. 50 counts of child abuse. See, they ain't even adding all the other shit. They trying to motherfucking be so lenient on your dumb ass just because they got you so hard on the motherfucking DUI charge. You know what I'm saying? And it's aggravated, so it's not even a regular DUI. It's aggravated, so that's even jumped it up. You know what I'm saying? But then the legal limit down here is .08. That is the legal Florida limit. It's .08. And you, if you over .08, bitch, your ass is fucked up. This bitch is at .22. So .226, bitch, you was extremely over. The fuck extremely over drunk. How in the hell do you get on a goddamn school bus? Damn. Well, you gotta watch your motherfucking kids, boy. Alright. Nurse gunman called school lockdown in Omaha. Yeah. Prairie Wind elementary students sent to check the weather before recess found something more disrupting to their outdoor playtime than rain. The students spotted one or more people holding what appeared to be guns. Police didn't find any suspects or weapons, but they did find bullets. Yeah, the soft kind used in toy Nerf guns. I guess somebody was about to spray y'all ass when y'all came out for recess. You know what I'm saying? Get up! Boop, 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 boop. We dead! No, bitch, they nerf. Do a drive-by nerf shooting and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shooting bitches with nerf motherfucking nerf guns and shit. Take that, bitch. All right. Last but not least, people, we're going to Canada. And don't take your ass to Germany because you will not like this rule. No dogs allowed. I never heard of that one. Yeah. The manager of a Subway restaurant has apologized. Oh, well, yeah, you know, got kind of. Has apologized to a visually impaired Ottawa man who was refused service at the restaurant because he wasn't allowed to bring his seeing eye dog inside. An employee at the Subway told Daze he couldn't bring his dog inside. Now, let me tell you something, people. How the fuck did he know to goddamn come to a goddamn Subway? You know, bitch, if you blind, take your blind ass home, man. You can't come up into no fucking McDonald's with a goddamn flea-bitten damn dog. You cannot do that. That is against public health fucking rule. You can't even smoke in a restaurant. So why you think a bitch want to see a... But this is why I say you don't want to take your ass to Germany. Because every fucking restaurant you go into, I don't give a damn, it's a five-star fucking restaurant. Punk bitches over there got their goddamn dog sitting right next to them. So, yeah, you might be sitting at a table with 10 people. 10 of them motherfucking people all brought their fucking dogs to the goddamn restaurant. And it's legal in Germany. Completely legal. So, hey, man, but down here, we ain't playing that shit, man. And that will conclude your Nutty News for today, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com. For all your weird, wild, crazy, off-the-motherfucking-wall news. Go and check that shit out. And as always... You know what I'm saying? Don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Before we get into this new Ashwood song, let me ask you something, brother. I expressed earlier, you know what I'm saying, in my description of the show, you know what I'm saying, does your favorite artist wear the following? Any other following? Tight jeans, baggy jeans, short shorts or long shorts, short skirts or long skirts, tattoos or too many tattoos, piercings everywhere, no piercings at all, always clean looking or always looking dirty or grungy. And with all this, what is or isn't appropriate in the music industry today? Keep in mind mass media distribution via TV and radio that aids in the spreading of trends and fads. So is an artist's image everything or only half of the battle? Going in. All right. What you got for that, man? What you got for that? Go ahead and get a comment. We can get into your song, man.
I say, definitely got to be, you know, you want to be presentable. You want to look like, you know, you got sense. You know, you look like you're educated. You understand? Like you know how to act. You know, you don't want to go in there with the thug mentality and you know what I mean, and get people, you know, a sign of arrogance and, have, you know, get them wrong impression. You want to be, you know, just real humble, you know, and just human. You know, that's about it. But you always want to have a positive attitude in that. You want to be clean, though, you know, as far as, you know, with having the right image.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to, you know, clean up. If I can't get clean, I don't come out. You know what I mean? Because image is important.
Yeah. Now with me, okay, like I seen a few people's images. Let me bring up Third World for example. Third World with the backpack, mall red backpack. His image is baggy pants, extremely baggy pants. You know what I'm saying? With a belt on, he ain't sagging his shit all below his ass and shit. With a belt on, you know what I'm saying? Nice kind of, you know, T-shirt or some kind of, not saying necessarily dress shirt, but you know what I'm saying? You know, a presentable shirt, you know what I'm saying? Normally keep like a jacket or coat or something on. But the thing of it is with me, some of these places that I go, especially like, you know what I'm saying, different clubs and shit and people that you talk to, the first thing they look at is when you walk through that door, They don't judge you by your personality. They don't even know. They can even judge you by your conversation, but the first thing they're going to do is take the whole visual overhaul of you. And that is how they're going to really handle you. If you coming through that motherfucker looking like Thugs or Us, they're going to come at you like that, first off. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But if you come in there like, you know what I'm saying, like I ain't just fresh off the block, you know what I'm saying, then they're going to have to come at you a different way. You know, so that's why I was saying, like, Big Jig, you know what I'm saying? You ever heard of Big Jig?
I think so.
He got the song Fly as a Plane. I'm fly as a plane. I'm fly as a plane.
I think I'm
way above altitude, way, some shit like that. I'm fly as a plane. Yeah. But he told me, you know what I'm saying? Because he older school brother. I met him at the hip-hop soda shop back in the days. And he said, man, I've been in this business a long time. And he said, you know what my longevity has been? He said, it ain't my music. He said, really, motherfuckers don't even like my music. He said, but the thing of it is, it's image. He says, I'm marketable. You know what I'm saying? He said, look at me right now. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can put me on in front of a cereal box, you know what I'm saying, and you reuse that image. Put me on a magazine, reuse that image. You feel me? When you come through my front door, first thing I'm looking at is, damn, can I put this nigga in a pair of Nikes and he look good in a motherfucking pair of Nikes? Because I need you to sell some shoes for me. But if you come through the door, you know what I'm saying, with Nikes from goddamn the 80s and shit, beat and busted up, you know what I'm saying, with some dirty ass pants on and a tank top or a t-shirt, you feel me? And this is how you coming. I don't give a fuck what kind of meeting it is. You feel me? You always should be presentable. And when you walk in the door and people see this, why would they want to put you in some brand new Nikes with nigga you can't even get out of these old goddamn 80s Nikes?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's just about an image. Because you like rocking old retro shit, though. You know what I'm saying? That's your shit. You just, nah, I like rocking retro, though. That's what I like doing. Well, we can't fuck with you, though, because this is 2010, and we need a fresh image to put out to motherfucking kids. We can't put out the motherfucking 80s shit because we put that shit out to you, and we see you still stuck on stupid. You know, every 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Really, it ain't even every 10 years. Our trends and fashions down here and fashion shit, they change, like, every fucking song. A bitch got a new fucking fashion. You know what I'm saying? Every song, a bitch singing about something new. My lip gloss is shiny. My lip gloss is this. I got my red monkey junkies. Red this, Jack. What the fuck is a red monkey? I got my motherfucking, my pants hanging low like pliers. You feel me? It's like the media and the motherfucking artists that are in it are also responsible, you know what I'm saying, for the way motherfuckers is actually dressing. But when have you actually seen, when you see Pliers, when you ever met Pliers, do you see this nigga with his pants below his waist? Hell no, that nigga got his pants pulled up. Nigga walk around with a motherfucking briefcase, trying to look educated and shit, because he understands the business part of it. I can portray this old motherfucking 36 ounces crack coke image to you, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't my life, though. That ain't what's getting me paid on the backdrop. You feel me? My crack sales ain't getting me paid on the backdrop. My coke sales ain't getting me paid on the backdrop. But I can talk about this, or I can relate all this to people who never heard this shit and who would be interested in hearing this shit. But white folks don't want to motherfucking see you come out with your goddamn fucking dick, you know what I'm saying, hanging all out the front of your pants. You know what I'm saying? Just because your song say, you know what I'm saying, I got a big dick, a big dick. I got a big dick. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers might like to hear that, but they don't want to portray that. Because that, you know what I'm saying? A white man ain't going to buy the shit now. Because you talk about, you know what I'm saying? And you put the image with it. So now you done cut off your whole motherfucking listening group. You know what I'm saying? Because of your image. All because of your image. Wheaties boxes. Campbell's soup cans. I mean, niggas is on everything nowadays. You feel me? Charles Barkley is walking across for who? Taco Bell, one of them goddamn fast food places. You feel me? As big and as sloppy as that nigga is, that nigga put on a business suit, though, and what? Cleans his goddamn self up and makes that money. He make that bread. You know, I can't even recall a thug in the industry right now that is living the image that he portrays on the motherfucking videos. Name me a motherfucking artist that lives that image. 50 Cent. P. Diddy. Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. All these motherfuckers, man, when you see them in the streets, Beyonce, Alicia Keys, Fantasia, Jennifer Hudson, you know what I'm saying? See, these people are, the media and the TV puts these people on such a high pedestal, you feel me? But when you see these motherfuckers in the streets, they ain't flamboyant. They ain't out there with that goddamn $5,000 outfit that they wearing in the motherfucking video, iced down from head to toe. Who would be in this world where, nigga, you would get robbed for $2 in a motherfucking pair of old Jordans? And you're going to walk around, you know what I'm saying, red target number one. Imagine that. Busta Rhymes don't walk around. Mr. T don't walk around with all the goddamn gold around his motherfucking neck. Huh? He don't walk around with all them big bangles and bracelets and shit like you see him when he was in the 18, playing on the 18. Even in his older days, he might rock 4-5 chains, but he don't go out no public with all that big bullshit on. You see what I'm saying? But his image is still there, though. He keep about 4-5 chains on. Boom. People already know that, oh, yeah, that's Mr. T. He got the mohawk or whatever. That already, you know, things like that set him apart. Now you got motherfucking what? The mohawk coming back. Faggot ass niggas come walking around the hood looking like bitches. Fuck wrong with y'all, man? You look like these hoes. Hoes look cute with the little motherfucking mohawks. You faggot niggas coming around trying to look like the hoes, though. You look like these skinny jean ass niggas. Fags. Sorry, all you little niggas out there, you know what I'm saying, growing up in the young generation thinking that that shit is cute or that shit is cool. That tight jean bullshit, please. That shit is just as gay as you niggas with your motherfucking pants hanging below your motherfucking ass. Both of them is motherfucking gay. You heard it here first on Regular Game Radio, and I'm pretty sure somebody gonna hear this shit in the hood. Somebody gonna hear this shit on a DVD running back, because I got the DVD coming out. You know what I'm saying? You know, Regular Game Radio gone wild. You know what I'm saying? My 1-year anniversary in radio. So y'all gonna be able to get my whole from February 25th, 2009, all the way up to February 25th, 2010. You feel me? And if you don't think I talk major cash shit in a year's time, you got life fucked up. I done talked about everybody and their mama and ready to back it up. You feel me? Because everything I speak is the motherfucking truth. Truth hurts. If you can't goddamn take it, stay the fuck out my face, because I'm only going to give it to your blood raw. That's the way the world is. You know what I'm saying? The world is not sugar-coated. Ain't nobody around this motherfucker riding on the muffin train. You rode on the muffin train today? Is you riding the muffin train to the block to get you some economical pressure? Is the muffin express coming to pick you up? The life ain't motherfucking sweet out here. You feel me? Ain't no motherfucking candy cane trolleys around this motherfucker. We don't live in no motherfucking Willy Wonka chocolate factory land and shit. Candy land or some shit. Ain't nothing sweet about this life. Unless you make it that way, you feel me? You make life sweet. But it ain't gonna be sweet for you. Life is bitter than a motherfucker and will leave a very sour taste in your mouth if you motherfucking let it. You know what I'm saying? So artists out there, entertainers, you feel me? Matter of fact, I'm bringing that up too. Lady Gaga, you see how that bitch dressed when she go to all these award shows and shit? I mean, like a straight fashion misfit. Like, who the bitch, where do you even throw up that goddamn fashion? You couldn't have made it yet to throw up that shit. You know what I'm saying? But you don't see the bitch in the streets like that. Bitch ain't walking around in those streets with a goddamn wedding dress with blood all over. She ain't doing that shit. She don't need that type of attention in the streets. You feel me? All that attention is only needed when you get behind the cameras and they put your ass out to the world. But now you need to watch out what kind of image they also portraying to the world. Because you can't motherfucking just go everywhere in the world with your image. Everybody don't accept fags. Everybody don't accept lesbians. Everybody don't accept niggas. Everybody don't accept crackers. So you still got to motherfucking govern yourself a corner. You can't go no just everywhere in this motherfucking world like you're a free agent. Don't ever believe that. There's still nooses around motherfucking trees in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, all these old southern cracker-cracker-ass states. You see what I'm saying? So y'all, you free, but you're free with limitations. You're free with limitations. Let's go ahead and get into the song, man. Tell me something about this song, Ashwood, Jumping. What? Tell me, give me some news about it. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what's up with it. Jumping, nigga, jumping. Tell me about it. What's up?
Oh, man. Shit. It's self-explanatory. That's how I see it. I'm over here with this economic pressure. Getting it right.
Man. It looks like it's going to rain today. So after I wrap up the show, I'm going to shoot over to your house.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on the side all day.
Yeah, because it's going to rain. I ain't finna try to fuck with the block like that. You know what I'm saying? Get down and shit. So I really want to get these videos motherfucking put together. You know what I'm saying? I want to show you what I'm working with.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, you got them on your camera, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I got them on my hard drive. Matter of fact, I got to plug my hard drive up, and I'm going to drag all that shit over to my hard drive, bring my whole hard drive over. I'm gonna bring 1 year over, put it that way, nigga. I got videos 2004.
Hell yeah. Hey.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm from 2004. Really? Nah, cause it ain't gonna do no good you coming out here, so yeah, I have to come over that way.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're finna get into a new cut, man. This is by my nigga Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment, because, bitch, we don't sleep down here in Tampa, Florida. No, we ain't Jeezy, that sleep till you die shit. Bitch, we just sleep till goddamn our bodies run the fuck down and put us to sleep. And that's when you know you've exhausted all means of motherfucking progression. You feel me? That's real.
Jumping,
goddammit. Here we go. New shit, Wrecking the Game Radio. This boy Captain Smells So Good. We in the building, goddammit. Doing what it do. Independent artists only, goddammit. Fuck the rest of you bitches, huh?
This time around, your cats run nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. Oh, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. Been a race for the fame, kid. They running out of breath. Study my style, just to get they stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up, No Sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie. Just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Dropping 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just the preview. Now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dues, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me. Now you feeling wavy, I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me, show you how to grind go. Do this here blindfold, keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a high mo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play me, to play with your own kids. If I start clapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping.
Alright. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. Thank my dog Ashwood right there. You know what I'm saying? I'll be over in just a second, man. Nigga had to handle his business. And if you was over here right now, I would have to whisper in your ear.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
That's real. And today, man, was what, you know, what is an appropriate image for your artist? You know what I'm saying? Think about your favorite artist and just think about the image they portraying. You know what I'm saying? Question was raised on the radio yesterday. You know what I'm saying? If your artist came out of the closet, your favorite artist, R&B, spoken word, rap, country, hip, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If they came out the closet and bam, you know what I'm saying? Just say, hey, this is me, you know what I'm saying? Accept me for me. Would you do that, though? You know what I'm saying? Would you still accept if Jaheim came out and say he was just openly a bitch, I'm gay? You know what I'm saying? All the songs I'm finna start singing about finna be about my man. Would you still buy this motherfucking nigga's records? You feel me? I mean, I didn't see it had any kind of impact on Queen Latifah, even, you know, although she's not in the music industry, you know what I'm saying? As far as the, you know, movies and all that, it hasn't hindered her at all, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering if it was a help, because it, no, it wasn't a hindrance, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the biggest thing, man, but ask that to yourself, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to end this show right here, man, with this is an old school joint. You know, I only play independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Indie artists only. Please go check out my artist, Ms. John New, www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrincess. Or Google Party Time, man, DJ Party Time. Check him out at the Party Zone 3929. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Then they're on everything. Just like we all on everything. Regular Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Taking over the motherfucking world. You know, one state at a time, one country at a time, goddamn it, one person at a time. That's what we do. And bringing it real, bringing it true to you. And don't forget, tomorrow, Mr. Q Harper will be in the building, man. We're going down real big. And we're going in, you dig? First motherfucking male R&B artist on the show. And you know what I'm saying? We had a group, Juton. Well, no, nah, Juton wasn't even on the show, so I didn't feature them. So, yeah, he would be my first. Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, was more rap, more hip-hop than R&B, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, going down real big. So y'all look out for that, man. And matter of fact, just to give y'all something to look forward to, this is Q Harper, one of his one of the hottest singles that he first sent me. Well, that Miss Computer Lady, shouts out to Miss PC Bone, you know what I'm saying, who sent me this. And this is Quiet Time. This is a real panty dropper song right here. And it's called Quiet Time. It's by Mr. Q Harper. Make sure y'all join us tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. Just be there. 347-237-5125. Please tweet this show. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people are on the Twitter and following Twitter and all that. And make sure you hit us up. And also follow me at DJ Smell So Good. You can follow my homeboy Goofy Bone at Goofy Bone. Follow my homeboy Seti J at Seti J, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that's riding with Record the Game Entertainment or the Trilateral Commission, a.k.a. the Trilateral Radio, and Starship Smelly Prize and all its affiliates going down real big. So, what is the appropriate image for your artist, man? You need to think about that. Tighten up your motherfucking image, man. If you not motherfucking, if you can't walk into the Olive Garden without getting motherfuckers looking at you left, right, left, whether you white, black, Puerto Rican, and it's because of what you got on, you might think you need to tighten that up. The industry is about making cash and longevity. All right, y'all.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn out, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my baby.
It's been a long week and you're
down. 'Cause it's been a long week. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me spend. Let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close. Look at you. Look into those pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend.
Good night.